Broadside Books and Harper Audio present The War on the West by Douglas Murray. Read by the author. For My Godchildren. Introduction. In recent years, it has become clear that there is a war going on. A war on the West. This is not like earlier wars, where armies clash and victors are declared. It is a cultural war, and it is being waged remorselessly against all the roots of the Western tradition and against everything good that the Western tradition has produced. At first, this was hard to discern. Many of us sensed that something was wrong. We wondered why one-sided arguments kept being made, and why unfair claims kept being levelled. But we did not realise the full scale of what was being attempted. Not least because even the language of ideas was corrupted. Words no longer meant what they had until recently meant. People began to talk of equality, but they did not seem to care about equal rights. They talked of anti-racism, but they sounded deeply racist. They spoke of justice, but they seemed to mean revenge. It is only in recent years, when the fruits of this movement have come into plain sight, that its scale has become clear. There is an assault going on against everything to do with the Western world, its past, present, and future. Part of that process is that we have become locked in a cycle of unending punishment, with no serious effort at, or even consideration for, its alleviation. In the last decade, I grappled my own way toward understanding this. In 2017, with The Strange Death of Europe, I addressed one aspect of it, which was the changes brought about in the West by mass migration. It had seemed to me, in the years when I covered the immigration question, that something deeper was going on. As I stood on the shores of the Greek and Italian islands, watching the boats come in and mingling in the migrant camps that sprang up in major cities, I saw up close the consequences of the developing world moving into the developed world. I never blamed any migrant for wanting to make that journey. I'd been to many of the countries from which the migrants were fleeing. Whether the migrants were fleeing war or, as in the majority of cases, economic deprivation, they were doing something that was very understandable. What I had a problem with was why the Europeans were allowing this to happen and why they were expected to abolish themselves in order to survive. People talked of Europe's having a historic debt that legitimized this movement, but even those who argued this failed to address where the limit to this movement was. Would there ever be a moment when this Western debt would be repaid? Because it seemed that every year the debt was not being paid down, but was increasing. I also began to notice that the same story was playing out across every country that counted as Western. In each of them, the justifications given for allowing this movement of people were the same, despite their very different geographical positions. The United States has for years had its own migration challenge, principally at its southern border. As I travelled throughout America, I heard the same arguments there as I heard back home in Britain and in Europe. A similar type of politician and other public figures kept explaining to the American people why their borders should be lax or entirely porous. As in Europe, there were powerful individuals and entities claiming that the only...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?